Unit 14. What happened at Roswell? In 1947, the town of Roswell, New Mexico, was a quiet, rather isolated ranching community. The rocket scientist Robert Goddard had gone there in the 1930s to experiment with liquid fuel rockets, and the 509th Bomb Group, the world's only wing of atomic bombers, was based at the nearby Roswell Army Air Base. Otherwise, Roswell was a typical southwestern town. However, in 1947, something happened that shocked the sleepy community. Early that summer, glowing lights were spotted in the skies over Roswell. Then, on or about July 4th, during a violent thunderstorm, observers reported seeing an object crash to the ground outside of town. The next day, the foreman of the Foster Ranch, Mac Brazel, rode out to check on his sheep after the fierce storm. He reported finding a gouge in the earth several hundred meters long and a field filled with strange debris. Brazel said his sheep would not go near that field. He took some of the wreckage and rode to his neighbor's house. Loretta Proctor examined the material and told Brazel it might be from a secret government project or even from a UFO. She suggested he take it to town and show it to Chavez County Sheriff George Wilcox. Wilcox couldn't identify the material either, so he telephoned the Roswell Army Air Base. Guided by Brazel, Major Jesse Marcel, the base's intelligence officer, drove to the crash site to survey the wreckage. Marcel filled his staff car with debris from the field. On his way back to the base, he stopped by his home and showed his family the material. His son later recalled that there were several types of debris: tangled cords, brittle bits of dark plastic, fragments of metal beams marked with purple symbols, pieces of light wood, tape covered with flower-like markings, and a silver foil. The foil could not be torn, burned, or crumpled like ordinary foil. Jesse Marcel told his son that he was certain that the material did not come from an aircraft, a missile, or a balloon. He believed it was not of this earth. Marcel took the material to the base, and the base commander, William Blanchard, agreed that the debris may have come from a spacecraft. Blanchard's press officer released a statement that the base was in possession of a flying disc. The next day, the Roswell newspaper reported that the U.S. Army Air Force had captured a flying saucer. Soon, headlines about the incident appeared all over the world. To identify the materials, the Roswell Army Air Force Base commander ordered Marcel to fly the debris to the Fort Worth Army Air Base in Texas and to meet with General Roger Ramey, commander of the 8th Air Force. The general and his officers identified the materials as being part of a weather balloon. There is a famous photograph taken of General Ramey and a staff officer examining the debris. The Army Air Force withdrew its earlier press statement and said that the object had been identified as a high-altitude balloon. In the next few days, the military closed off the Roswell crash site and carefully cleaned it up. For the time being, at least, the case was closed. According to many UFO investigators, or ufologists, the weather balloon story was a cover-up. In the late 1970s, two researchers, William Moore and Charles Berlitz, investigated the site and interviewed many witnesses, including Major Marcel. They published a book called The Roswell Incident, 1980. Other investigators followed, and there was a rash of books about Roswell that charged the government with a conspiracy to conceal the truth. The investigators claimed that when Major Marcel brought the debris to General Ramey, he left it in the general's office. He and Ramey went to a map room so that Marcel could point out the exact location of the crash site. When they returned to Ramey's office, according to Marcel, the material he had brought was gone, and in its place were parts of an ordinary weather balloon. This rubbish, as Marcel called it, is what appears in the famous photograph. Investigators also claimed Mac Brazel had told friends that he had been taken into custody by the military and that he was forced to change his story to protect his family. Furthermore, investigators uncovered hints that the object that had landed near Roswell had been manned. According to some accounts, one part of the spaceship ejected from the main part and was found several kilometers from the debris field. Airmen at the base and others claimed that they saw the bodies of several dead aliens and two badly injured ones who survived for a short time. According to these witnesses, the creatures were short, thin, and hairless. They had gray skin, hands with four long slender fingers, large heads, and large eyes. Some ufologists even claim that, because of secrets discovered in the downed flying saucer, the United States won the space race and U.S. companies developed innovative devices and materials such as personal computers, lasers, fiber optics, stealth technology, Teflon, and Velcro. Truth or fiction? Ufologists have offered startling proofs for their claims. One was a group of reports called the Majestic 12 Documents that supposedly provided details about the Roswell incident to Dwight D. Eisenhower when he became president. Another was a film purportedly made during an autopsy performed on one of the aliens. Unfortunately for the ufologists, both the documents and the film have been shown to be elaborate hoaxes. Not only that, but some of the so-called witnesses who spoke to the researchers later admitted that they were lying or exaggerating. In an attempt to clear up the mystery, the U.S. government has made a number of official investigations into the Roswell incident. The most comprehensive was conducted by the Air Force in 1994. A paper titled The Roswell Report, Fact versus Fiction in the New Mexico Desert, concluded that there had been a cover-up in 1947, but not for the reasons that the ufologists believed. A top-secret operation called Project Mogul involved high-altitude balloon trains with devices attached to detect nuclear explosions in the Soviet Union. Because of the secrecy of the project, the government took extreme measures to cover up the crash. The types of materials used to make these balloons were also mainly consistent with the debris found at the site, even the tape with the flower-like markings. Records show that the government purchased heavy-duty tape from a toy manufacturer that had these odd markings. In fact, the information released about Project Mogul was so persuasive that some ufologists have accepted it as an explanation. Yet, questions remain. A researcher in San Francisco, David Rudiak, used a computer to analyze the famous photograph in which General Ramey is holding a telegram. The U.S. Air Force, in its 1994 report, stated that the telegram is unreadable, but Rudiak claims he can read parts of the telegram that mention victims of the crash and aviators on the flying disc. Another seeming discrepancy in the report is the Air Force's claim that the bodies seen at the airbase were probably anthropomorphic crash test dummies. Other sources say that the Air Force did not begin to use these dummies until 1951. At any rate, the Roswell incident has entered the world's consciousness. Several movies and a hit TV series dealt with the Roswell crash. The blockbuster movie Independence Day, 1996, referred to the Roswell story, and so did the Steven Spielberg television miniseries Taken, 2002. A poll by CNN claims that 40% of people asked believe that a UFO crashed at Roswell. The mystery may never be solved completely, but Roswell has changed forever. The town features two museums dedicated to the strange incident. In 1997, on the 50th anniversary of the crash, the town commemorated the event. The many thousands of people who attended proved one thing for certain. Whatever happened in this little town has made it famous around the world. Decide if the statements are true or false. Fill in the space of the circled T or F according to what you hear or remember from the reading. What happened at Roswell? In 1947, the town of Roswell, New Mexico, was a quiet, rather isolated ranching community. The rocket scientist Robert Goddard had gone there in the 1930s to experiment with liquid fuel rockets, and the 509th Bomb Group, the world's only wing of atomic bombers, was based at the nearby Roswell Army Air Base. Otherwise, Roswell was a typical southwestern town. However, in 1947, something happened that shocked the sleepy community. Early that summer, glowing lights were spotted in the skies over Roswell. Then, on or about July 4th, during a violent thunderstorm, observers reported seeing an object crash to the ground outside of town. The next day, the foreman of the Foster Ranch, Mac Brazel, rode out to check on his sheep after the fierce storm. He reported finding a gouge in the earth several hundred meters long and a field filled with strange debris. Brazel said his sheep would not go near that field. He took some of the wreckage and rode to his neighbor's house. Loretta Proctor examined the material and told Brazel it might be from a secret government project or even from a UFO. She suggested he take it to town and show it to Chavez County Sheriff George Wilcox. Wilcox couldn't identify the material either, so he telephoned the Roswell Army Air Base. Guided by Brazel, Major Jesse Marcel, the base's intelligence officer, drove to the crash site to survey the wreckage. Marcel filled his staff car with debris from the field. On his way back to the base, he stopped by his home and showed his family the material. His son later recalled that there were several types of debris: tangled cords, brittle bits of dark plastic, fragments of metal beams marked with purple symbols, pieces of light wood, tape covered with flower-like markings, and a silver foil. The foil could not be torn, burned, or crumpled like ordinary foil. Jesse Marcel told his son that he was certain that the material did not come from an aircraft, a missile, or a balloon. He believed it was not of this earth. Marcel took the material to the base, and the base commander, William Blanchard, agreed that the debris may have come from a spacecraft. Blanchard's press officer released a statement that the base was in possession of a flying disc. The next day, the Roswell newspaper reported that the U.S. Army Air Force had captured a flying saucer. Soon, headlines about the incident appeared all over the world. To identify the materials, the Roswell Army Air Force Base commander ordered Marcel to fly the debris to the Fort Worth Army Air Base in Texas and to meet with General Roger Ramey, commander of the 8th Air Force. The general and his officers identified the materials as being part of a weather balloon. There is a famous photograph taken of General Ramey and a staff officer examining the debris. The Army Air Force withdrew its earlier press statement and said that the object had been identified as a high-altitude balloon. In the next few days, the military closed off the Roswell crash site and carefully cleaned it up. For the time being, at least, the case was closed.
1. The rancher Mac Brazel found his sheep in the middle of a field full of debris. 2. The beams of metal that were found in the field were marked with purple symbols. 3. General Roger Ramey at first believed that Marcel had found the wreckage of a flying saucer.
4. According to many UFO investigators, or ufologists, the weather balloon story was a cover-up. In the late 1970s, two researchers, William Moore and Charles Berlitz, investigated the site and interviewed many witnesses, including Major Marcel. They published a book called The Roswell Incident, 1980. Other investigators followed, and there was a rash of books about Roswell that charged the government with a conspiracy to conceal the truth. The investigators claimed that when Major Marcel brought the debris to General Ramey, he left it in the general's office. He and Ramey went to a map room so that Marcel could point out the exact location of the crash site. When they returned to Ramey's office, according to Marcel, the material he had brought was gone, and in its place were parts of an ordinary weather balloon. This rubbish, as Marcel called it, is what appears in the famous photograph. Investigators also claimed Mac Brazel had told friends that he had been taken into custody by the military, and that he was forced to change his story to protect his family. Furthermore, investigators uncovered hints that the object that had landed near Roswell had been manned. According to some accounts, one part of the spaceship ejected from the main part and was found several kilometers from the debris field. Airmen at the base and others claimed that they saw the bodies of several dead aliens and two badly injured ones who survived for a short time. According to these witnesses, the creatures were short, thin, and hairless. They had gray skin, hands with four long slender fingers, large heads, and large eyes. Some ufologists even claim that, because of secrets discovered in the downed flying saucer, the United States won the space race and U.S. companies developed innovative devices and materials such as personal computers, lasers, fiber optics, stealth technology, Teflon, and Velcro. Truth or fiction? Ufologists have offered startling proofs for their claims. One was a group of reports called the Majestic 12 Documents that supposedly provided details about the Roswell incident to Dwight D. Eisenhower when he became president. Another was a film purportedly made during an autopsy performed on one of the aliens. Unfortunately for the ufologists, both the documents and the film have been shown to be elaborate hoaxes. Not only that, but some of the so-called witnesses who spoke to the researchers later admitted that they were lying or exaggerating.
4. Some witnesses at Roswell believed that they had seen little green creatures at the crash site. 5. Both the Majestic 12 documents and the alien autopsy film have been proved to be fakes.
6. In an attempt to clear up the mystery, the U.S. government has made a number of official investigations into the Roswell incident. The most comprehensive was conducted by the Air Force in 1994. A paper titled The Roswell Report, Fact versus Fiction in the New Mexico Desert, concluded that there had been a cover-up in 1947, but not for the reasons that the ufologists believed. A top-secret operation called Project Mogul involved high-altitude balloon trains with devices attached to detect nuclear explosions in the Soviet Union. Because of the secrecy of the project, the government took extreme measures to cover up the crash. The types of materials used to make these balloons were also mainly consistent with the debris found at the site, even the tape with the flower-like markings. Records show that the government purchased heavy-duty tape from a toy manufacturer that had these odd markings. In fact, the information released about Project Mogul was so persuasive that some ufologists have accepted it as an explanation. Yet, questions remain. A researcher in San Francisco, David Rudiak, used a computer to analyze the famous photograph in which General Ramey is holding a telegram. The U.S. Air Force, in its 1994 report, stated that the telegram is unreadable, but Rudiak claims he can read parts of the telegram that mention victims of the crash and aviators on the flying disc. Another seeming discrepancy in the report is the Air Force's claim that the bodies seen at the airbase were probably anthropomorphic crash test dummies. Other sources say that the Air Force did not begin to use these dummies until 1951. At any rate, the Roswell incident has entered the world's consciousness. Several movies and a hit TV series dealt with the Roswell crash. The blockbuster movie Independence Day, 1996, referred to the Roswell story, and so did the Steven Spielberg television miniseries Taken, 2002. A poll by CNN claims that 40% of people asked believe that a UFO crashed at Roswell. The mystery may never be solved completely, but Roswell has changed forever. The town features two museums dedicated to the strange incident. In 1997, on the 50th anniversary of the crash, the town commemorated the event. The many thousands of people who attended proved one thing for certain. Whatever happened in this little town has made it famous around the world.
6. The 1994 investigation conducted by the U.S. Air Force strongly denied that there had been a cover-up of any kind. Seven. According to the Air Force, the tape with the strange purple flowers on it was made by a company that manufactured toys. Eight. The Air Force suggested that the bodies seen at the Roswell base were actually dummies. Nine. 60% of the people CNN polled believed a UFO crashed at Roswell.